If you are looking for regional or national ag news or livestock markets, the weekly Wyoming Livestock Roundup is just what you need. I'm Dennis Sun, publisher of the Wyoming Livestock Roundup. We also have a classified ad section for you to buy, sell, or find ag equipment, livestock, land, or everything you need for the ranch or farm. Please call 1-800-967-1647 to place an ad or receive a free 6-week subscription.
The Cowboys would like to thank another great sponsor of Clear Out West Radio Show, The Cowboy Shop. Get online at www.cowboyshop.com and do a little shopping for anything you need Western. You can also give them a call at area code 307-367-4300. That's The Cowboy Shop. They have everything you need, from clothes to tack to anything Western. Tell Bob and Carolyn that we sent you. And welcome back to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Thank you.
Hey, want to thank our good friend, Mr. Rich O'Brien, has all that great music behind our cowmercials. Get on our website, click on his link, order his music. You need it.
And you deserve it.
And you have to have it.
And if I say it's good, it's good.
You can trust us.
Trust me.
Yeah, we're horse traders. You can trust us. Let's have some music, shall
we? Let's do it.
Right along those same lines, Andy Hedges is singing the Horse Traders song.
They call me a loser, they call me a flop, but I'm a horse trader and I like to swap. I'll trade you by day or I'll trade you by night. I'll swap you the black or I'll trade you the white. Don't ever ask me to trade you the gray. I promise my sweetheart that picked apple gray. I'm a horse trader, a jolly horse trader. I wheel 'em, I deal 'em, I give 'em away. I'm a horse trader, a jolly horse trader. I promise my sweetheart that picked apple gray. I'll trade anything. I'll trade when I'm sober, drunk as a bat. I'll trade you the sorrel, I'll trade you the blue. That striped tail mule is a critter that's true. I'll trade you the buckskin, I'll trade you the bay. I'm sorry, my friend, I can't trade you the gray. I'm a horse trader, a jolly horse trader. I wheel 'em, I deal 'em, I give 'em. Trader, a jolly horse trader. I promise my sweetheart that big dapple gray. I'll trade anything but that big dapple gray.
Yep, I'm a train to tell you, all's fair love, war, and selling horses.
And selling horses.
And selling horses. Holy moly. And used trucks.
Oh, yeah. Do not buy a used farmer or a rancher's used truck.
Used truck.
Or farriers.
Oh, my goodness sakes.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and if you go to a dealership and buy a used truck, you usually don't know the origin.
Right.
You don't know where it came from.
Who owned this?
Or they're not willing to tell you. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Buyer beware.
That's right.
Buyer beware.
You never buy a cowboy's truck.
No.
It's been used.
Absolutely.
Oh, my gracious sakes.
Well, if you do, make it a low, low price.
Well,
There's the other thing.
There's the other thing. All right. In buying horses, buying trucks, buying whatever, if you're happy with the price and can be okay with what you're getting, well, then, yeah, fine. Absolutely.
Well, you know, and I've always said, if you walk away from the negotiating table, both parties are pissed off.
Yeah.
That was a good negotiation.
That was. It was better than what was about to happen.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think that's right.
Yeah, if you're a little chapped walking away from the negotiating table, hopefully your counterpart is equally as chapped.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so it works.
Yeah.
The negotiation table works.
Exactly right. Yeah. You know, and in doing so, you can save yourself a lot of grief.
Oh, absolutely.
If you can walk away from it. Right.
Well, and total disclaimer, right?
Right.
This is what it is.
And when I sell anything, horses, trucks, whatever, I do tell them that.
Well, you have to.
I tell them, okay, I have no idea if there's any hidden issues here.
Right.
All right.
Right.
This is it. Take the horse, try it for a week.
Exactly.
Bring it back if you don't like it.
Yeah. Granddad Carol. I was selling bulls, and the guy comes through and walking through there and says, well, this is wrong, that is wrong. And Carol says, well, I own the dang things. Do you want them or not?
Right, exactly. Well, let's talk about the horse sale catalog.
Let's do it.
We've got gentle horses for gentle riders. We've got spirited horses for spirited riders. We've got horses that don't want to be ridden for people who don't want to ride. Gentle as they come is what the catalog said. Gentle as they come were the words that I read. But the horse sale catalog was written in code. I pondered each word as the horses were rode. Started and finished were some words thrown about. Started and finished in the same day, no doubt. Phrases like broke to rope were commonplace there. The horse broke two ropes is more like it, I swear. He hauls real quiet and is easy to load. Overlook the fact that he's never been rode. He's sure-footed and crosses water with ease. Yeah, as high as he jumps, crossing water's a breeze. He's naturally balanced and easy to shoe. Yeah, naturally balanced because he's leaning on you. He has no buck in him and always is calm. But just in case, recite the 23rd Psalm. You can shoot off him? Do I look like a dunce? You can shoot off him, sure, but only just once. He side passes and spins and slides to a stop. All kind of pointless if you can't stay on top. He's never been lame and is guaranteed sound, except for when he has one foot off the ground. He's as broke as they come and easy to catch. Yeah, and 30 years old with a swayback to match. He's ranchy and smart, really watches a cow. Yeah, he watches them scatter and turn back and how. This horse is athletic and really can run. Yeah, and jump the top rail when your barrels are done. There's no holes in this horse, the catalog said. Yeah, he's got rigor mortis and right next to dead. He's an easy keeper. He's fleshy and sleek. Yeah, it takes one large round bell to feed him a week. He has lots of try and wants badly to please. But just when you're begging and down on your knees, He's friendly and fun and likes other horses. And Proud Cut, I've heard from various sources. He has cat-like reflexes you can see for yourself. Yeah, he lays in the sun just licking himself. He's a good prospect for roping and reining, not to mention his resistance-free training. Now, horse sale catalogs don't come out and lie, but they may slant the truth in hopes that you'll buy. So don't judge so quickly by calling foul play, because you might be selling a horse there someday.
Well, I many a times I've read a horse sale catalog and then watched the horse in the ring. And are we talking about the same animal?
Exactly.
Yeah, right. Yep, you got it. Yeah. All right, how about a little Dick's Pick?
Oh, another classic from the choir.
Oh, who's singing?
Lubov Choir.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, the Cowboy's Prayer.
Very nice. With the Norman Luboff Choir, can you?
That was a good find.
It was, man. You can just point your finger at anything on that track and have a good one.
Absolutely.
Well, buyer beware week, but now we're going to ditch out to a cowmercial, and when we come back, you're going to teach us on Farrier's File. Clear Out West Radio Show is a proud sponsor of the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame strives to promote the working cowboys who have worked the land and who have helped shape the culture of this great state. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame is a 501c3 tax-exempt organization. All donations are tax-deductible. Please help us promote these men and women by making a donation to the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. Visit their website and donate at WyomingCowboyHallOfFame.org.